We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our study of Mishnayot Masechet Terumot. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Chet. Hamitkaven lomar teruma ve'amar ma'aser. If someone separated a portion from his produce, from his crop, and he intended to say it should be teruma, but mistakenly he said it is ma'aser. Or ma'aser ve'amar truma, if he intended to say ma'aser, but he mistakenly said it is truma. Or let's say other cases, similar cases of misspeaking. Ola ve'amar shlamim. Shlamim ve'amar ola. Let's say someone wanted to bring an animal as a korban, ola. And he intended to say it is an ola. But he mistakenly said it is a shlamim. Or the other way around, he intended to say shlamim and he said ola. Or another case, she'eni nichnas lebayit ze ve'amar laze. Let's say someone intended to make a neder. I swear I'm not going to enter this house, referring to a particular house. But mistakenly he said this house, referring to a different house. He intended to make a neder not to go into house A. And then, but when he actually verbalized the neder, he said this house, house B. Or, let's say, she'eni nehene laze ve'amar laze. If let's say he intended to say, I am not going to have benefit from the property of person A. But he mistakenly, when he verbalized the neder, he said from this person, from person B. Lo amar klum. In all of these cases, what he said is nothing. It's not valid. Because we have a principle that when we're talking about a statement that is binding, such as a neder, or such as the kriat shem of truma in ma'aser, it has to be that one's heart and one's mind, one's mouth are the same. Which means the words that come out of one's mouth have to be consistent with the thoughts that are in his heart. And therefore, if a person had one thing in mind, but he said something else, the statement that he said has no halachic validity whatsoever. Mishnah Tet. Ha'oved kochavim ve'akuti. Terumatan teruma u'ma'asrotehem ma'aser ve'hekdeshan hekdesh. Let's say an idolater, a goy, or a kuti, he wants to give teruma, he wants to give ma'aser, or he wants to consecrate something as hekdesh. So is that valid? The Mishnah says, their truma, if let's say a goy separates truma from his own produce, it's valid truma. The ma'asrot, if he wants to give ma'aser, it's a valid ma'aser. Or if he made hekdesh, if he consecrated an animal as a korban, it is a valid consecration. It's considered hekdesh. And we learn it from a pasuk, where it says, ish in Sefer Vayikra, ish ish mi bet Yisrael u minager be Yisrael. Asher yakrivu korbano. From the fact that the Torah said ish twice, ish ish mi bet Yisrael, and it's talking about consecrating an animal as a korban, the Gemara in Masechet Chulin and Daf Yud Gimel teaches us that this includes goyim as well, that they have also the possibility to consecrate animals and have them brought as a korban in the Bet HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda omer, en la'ovet kochavim kerem revai. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, that the produce of a goy is not subject to the halachot of revai that applies to vineyards. That means the fourth year of the produce of a vineyard has its own kedusha, and it has to be taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten. Rabbi Yehuda says the produce of a goy is not subject to the kedusha of kerem revai. V'chachamim omrim yeshlo. Chachamim say that no, it is subject to the kedusha of revai, and it is possible even for a goy. Now, regarding what was said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the truma of a goy is valid truma, the Mishnah concludes by saying, truma ta'ovet kochavim medama'at v'chayavim alea chomesh, v'Rabbi Shimon poter. Which means, according to Tanakama, the truma that a goy separated, if let's say that truma falls into regular produce, it makes the mixture meduma. What does meduma mean again? A forbidden mixture of truma and chulin. So even a truma of a goy has the power to make a mixture meduma, which means if it falls into chulin, it creates it, it gives it a din of a forbidden mixture. V'chayavim aleha chomesh. And if a non-kohen eats the truma that was separated by a goy, is obligated to pay the extra penalty of the fifth for the sin of eating truma by mistake. Which means that according to Tanakama, the truma of a goy is valid mideoraita, and therefore it's treated like regular truma in every respect. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, however, regarding the chomesh, and he says, poter, one who ate by mistake truma that was separated by the goy, does not have to pay the additional fifth, because according to Rabbi Shimon, yes, the truma of a goy is truma, but it's only recognized midrabanan. It's not midoraita. So therefore, there is a difference. The nafkamina, if it's doraita or midrabanan, is if you are chayav to pay chomesh if you ate it by mistake. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen ve'amen.